Old Age and How to Survive It by Edward Enfield. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Old Age and How to Survive It. I have no complaint to make against old age. Gorgias of Leontini, circa 483-385 BC. The phrase old age and how to survive it must be some kind of figure of speech, but I'm not sure what. It is not quite an oxymoron, but it is getting on that way. An oxymoron, according to the Chambers Dictionary, is a figure of speech in which contradictory terms are combined, such as falsely true or bittersweet and other things along those lines. That does not seem exactly to cover the matter of survival of old age, and I have looked through Kennedy's Latin Primer, which great work has a copious appendix of figures of speech, many with lovely names, such as Hysteron Proteron or Hendiades, but none of them describe a phrase which seems to be sense but is actually nonsense. Perhaps it is a non sequitur, or even a contradiction in terms, but perhaps not, and perhaps I've invented something new. The plain fact is that nobody, since the days of Adam and Eve, has ever survived old age, and nobody ever will, as it always gets you in the end. People use the phrase, as old as Methuselah, and according to the book of Genesis, all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. It then adds, and he died, which must have been a bit of an anticlimax. None of us is likely to do better than Methuselah, and we might as well get used to the idea.